Tension is building in contract talks between the Seattle School District and its teachers union. They need to agree on a new 3-year contract before school begins in less than a month. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld tells us about the big issues on the bargaining table.
Noam Gundel is a science teacher and union representative at Ballard High School. He says he and his colleagues want smaller class sizes, especially for special education students. What the district is offering are larger class sizes, 2 more students per class in grades 4 and higher. That's an average of 32 students in most grades.
Anybody who knows anything about education knows that more teacher attention means better progress for students, more support.
And Gundel says Seattle teachers need more financial support. They haven't gotten cost of living adjustments in 4 years.
Right now, Seattle is in a very non-competitive position with regard to recruiting the best teachers that we can and keeping them in the district, because when we're treated like second-class citizens, people don't want to work here, and there's no reason why they should.
Teachers' unions in nearby districts have recently negotiated raises for their members. So Seattle Public Schools spokeswoman Teresa Whipple agrees higher pay needs to be on the table.
Committed to making sure that we've got fair and equitable compensation for all of our teachers so that we can attract and retain the best.
A small number of teachers in recent years have gotten raises via promotions based on their evaluations. That's a system that started with the last contract. Whipple says the district wants to increase those opportunities.
We want to expand and continue the work that we've done with our career ladders for teachers, basically giving them the recognition and rewards for being outstanding teachers.
The most contentious issue in contract negotiations 3 years ago was whether to use student test scores in the new teacher evaluation process. Now state law requires some changes to Seattle's evaluation process, including using so-called student growth scores in all evaluations, not just for reading and math teachers, as it is now. Many teachers don't want student growth to be measured by tests like the measures of academic progress, which teachers at several schools boycotted this year. The ultimate measure of the bargaining progress will be school starting on time, 4 weeks from tomorrow. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.